North Carolina health officials are alarmed by the numbers. Nearly half of COVID-19 cases in the state are in the Latino community. There's a big challenge in reaching this community. Fears of deportation keep many of them from engaging with the government. So the state has poured $500,000 into a partnership to try and reach them to slow the spread. WFAE's Laura Brache looks into how exactly that will be done.
Ever since the coronavirus pandemic started, Vanessa Jacome was worried. The Latina mother and wife from Charlotte knew her family's chances of getting sick were as high as any other, but she still took every precaution possible.
I think it's so contagious, we're all likely to get it.
Last month, she, her husband, and their son became sick, but only Vanessa and her son tested positive. They are two of more than 20,000 Latinos with confirmed cases in North Carolina. She thinks they got it from the men who delivered their furniture.
They were the only strangers that came into our home and without a mask. They touched parts of our house and the furniture, and my husband helped them. So I think that's how we got infected.
It's been 3 weeks since Vanessa started showing symptoms, but she's still sick.
I'm no longer in any pain, but I'm still fatigued, tired, and nauseous.
A disproportionate number of cases are in the Black and Latino communities, both nationally and in North Carolina. Latinos represent 46% of cases as of July 1st. To tackle the issue, North Carolina Health Secretary Mandy Cohen announced a partnership with five local organizations focused on the Latino community.
We are providing $100,000 grants to MXCAN, True Ridge, Que Pasa, El Centro Hispano, and Latin American Coalition of Charlotte so that they can further increase their impact.
This bigger effort is necessary to reach the Latino population. There are more than 300,000 undocumented Latinos in North Carolina. Fears of being deported make most of them afraid of law enforcement and distrustful of the government. ICE says it won't patrol healthcare facilities during the pandemic, and the state encourages families in need of testing and treatment for COVID-19 to do so without fear, regardless of their legal status. The Charlotte area is a COVID-19 hotspot and has the largest Latino population in the state. It's up to the Latin American Coalition to figure out how to best reach them to stop the spread of the coronavirus here. Jose Hernandez Pariz is executive director.
The biggest challenge for us, to be completely honest, it's our own community. It's misinformation shared on social media, the way the use of masks has been politicized and turned into something about weakness or power.
Hernandez Pariz agrees the state knows it's hard addressing groups that don't trust the government. The coalition's first plan is to go to Latinos directly using a mobile unit.
Eso solamente va a ocurrir.
We're only going to see change if we go to the construction sites, if we can go to the neighborhoods, go everywhere we can, and share the right information and resources with church and other leaders we know.
So why are Latino communities higher risk in the first place? Dr. Viviana Martinez Bianchi, associate professor in family medicine and community health at Duke University, addressed Latinos directly during the department's announcement.
Latinx workers, you're essential to the economy of North Carolina.
Many American workers were able to stay home, but a lot of Latinos still had to go to work.
You work in meat processing plants, in cleaning, in construction, in supermarkets, hospitals, and kitchens. In many cases, without access to personal protective equipment.
Before this announcement, the state shared other partnerships with what they called diverse vendors. Some will become testing sites because they are places trusted by and accessible to communities of color with few to no testing sites. Others will also serve as contact tracers, representatives of the communities they serve, with many of them being bilingual. For WFAE, I'm Laura Brache.